Room 1. The first room opens on the left with the full series of the models depicting Il Boaro, showing the three development phases of a sculpture: the sketch in terracotta, the model in plaster, and the translation to bronze. The work belongs to the first Verista period of the artist, when Bistolfi was a student at the Albertina Academy of Turin, taught by Odoardo Tabacchi, after his initial period of study at the Brera Academy of Milan. The next exhibits are the large model and the sketch of Il Dolore Confortato dalle Memorie of the Durio Monument of Turin, one of the best examples of funerary sculptures begun by Bistolfi in the 1890s. This period outlines the personality and the characteristic style which will make him one of the greatest exponents of liberty sculpture and symbolism. Opposite this are the small sketch in terracotta, the sketch in plaster, and the coloured plaster cast of La Sfinge, monument for the Panza tomb in Cuneo, emblematic work of that debt poem which will inspire all the sculptor's subsequent funerary production. Continuing, on the right we meet the model Verso la Luce for the Abegg monument of Zurich. Of the two women, the first full-length figure in coloured plaster represents death, the second half-length life. The artist succeeds in conferring a persuasive force to the material which allows the observer to perceive the expressive potential of cold stone. Next to it, the model for the commemorative monument of the painter Giovanni Segantini, entitled La bellezza liberata della materia, or L'Alpe, located in San Moritz. The imposing female figure, which seems to emerge from the rock, recalls the mountainous landscapes so dear to the painter. The two bas-reliefs with the procession of sheep and the goddess art were intended for the base of the work.